Hey, listeners, Michael Garofalo here. We're currently working on a new season of the podcast for you. That's coming later this month. But today, I want to share something cool that we recently found in our archive. You've heard us talk about the archive. It's the largest single collection of human voices ever gathered. There are more than 700,000 people in there. It's public, too. You can actually access it online at archive.storycorps.org and listen to full-length, unedited interviews. If you've done an interview, you can even look yourself up there. And here at StoryCorps, we're constantly diving into the archive, rummaging around to see what we can turn up. And recently, one of our producers, Kayla Lattimore, discovered what you're going to hear next. Kayla was looking for stories from veterans as part of our Military Voices initiative, which records service members and their families. And she found that we had a bunch of recordings with Montford Point Marines. In 1942, the Marine Corps officially opened its ranks to Black men. More than 19,000 Black recruits signed up and became known as the Montford Point Marines, named for the North Carolina base where they trained. Most of these men have passed away, but because they made the recordings you're about to hear, we can still listen to them today.
Do you remember the first time you put on the uniform?
Just felt like, oh, I'm a proud Marine, you know. I thought I was something.
I wanted to help fight for our country and also to show that we have the courage and intelligence to do so.
We knew we were the best, or we made it our business to be the best of the best. Not mediocre, but the best.
Now we'll spend a little more time with one of these men, Corporal Sidney Allen Francis. After serving as one of the first Black Marines, he worked as a New York City police detective. And way back in 2005, he spoke with his daughter, Candace, at StoryCorps.
I wanted to go into the Army, but they said no.
And this was World War II?
Yeah. They stamped my papers Navy, and there was no way in the hell I was going to go in the Navy.
Why didn't you want to go in the Navy?
I didn't like the little hats they were wearing, the little... So then I said, what about the Marine Corps? The guy says, well, you have to go around and see the sergeant major. First thing he said to me, are you a high school graduate? I said, yes, sir. And I went to North Carolina for boot camp.
And what was that like?
I mean, they were rough.
Now, were your drill instructors, were they white or Black?
No, they were Black. But see, they had trained under white instructors because up to 1942, the Marine Corps had no Blacks. And that's why they were extra tough on us. They wanted us to make it. And we did. Well, I have to tell you, I once went to jail down there. I was with my buddy from New York. He was in the Marine Corps. And we were going to Raleigh from Montford Point. And we're sitting in the back of the bus. Then the bus stopped to pick up people. And the bus driver came up and he said, you guys will have to get up. So I said, get up for what? He says, these white people have to sit down. I said, we're in the back of the bus. He said, you got to get up. And I lost my head then. I says, we're not getting up. And lo and behold, not even 10 minutes, in comes police with guns drawn. And they took me that night to some little prison camp. And in the morning, I heard, Warden, this is Major Papa, United States Marine Corps. You got one of my boys in there. All the Marines from Montford Point, they were on 6x6 trucks with machine guns at the ready. You can see they just wanted to tear that jail down. And when I came out, Major Papa, he says, PFC Francis, you get on that truck. We're out of here. And he hollered back, thank you, Warden, that you didn't hurt one of my Marines. He said, you would have been in trouble.
That was Sidney Allen Francis speaking with his daughter, Candace. Sidney died in 2014, but his daughter recently came back to remember him.
So I didn't know that story before. He had never shared that with me, but it sounded like my father. I wasn't surprised by that at all. You know, a lot of Black men who served this country had to also suffer indignities even while in uniform. I don't think that they've gotten the credit that they deserve for putting their lives in danger and coming out of it with scars that didn't come from the so-called enemy, but came from within. But what I appreciate about my father is that he used his military service to give him what he needed to build a life for himself and his family. It gave him purpose and it gave him an anchor. And I'm grateful for that.
So what do you want your grandchildren to know about you?
I want them to just remember that I love them, that's all. There's nothing exciting about me. I'm just a man.
That was Candace Francis with her father, Sidney Allen Francis, one of the first Black Marines. Is there someone in your life you want to interview? Someone whose story you want to preserve for future generations? Tell us about them. We've set up a voicemail line especially for podcast listeners. The number is 702-706-TALK. That's 702-706-TALK. We'll occasionally be asking for you to call in about specific things like who you want to interview, but you can always call in and leave messages for anyone you hear on this show. We'll pass them on and maybe even feature your voicemail in a future episode. The number again is 702-706-TALK, 702-706-TALK. The story in this episode was produced by Kayla Lattimore and edited by Von Diaz. Jarrett Floyd is our technical director. Judd Esty Kendall is the senior producer for our podcast, and Max Youngrice is our producer. I'm Michael Garofalo, and we'll be back in just a couple of weeks. Stay tuned, and as always, thanks for listening.
Support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Hey, Michael Garofalo here, and I've got a special request for you. You know, StoryCorps stories are unlike the ones that you find anywhere else. They document the moments that define our lives and the wisdom that can come out of those moments. So please help us record and share more of these stories by making a tax-deductible gift to StoryCorps today. You can visit donate.storycorps.org/podcast to support our work. Thanks for being part of the StoryCorps family.